Okay, All the Good Times Review here with Richard Green, who's the fiddle player for Gilman Row and the Bluegrass Boys. Where are you from, Richard?
Los Angeles, California.
And how did you come to bluegrass from Los Angeles, California?
Well, it came to me in the form of Scott Stoneman. He's a fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
He's now again with the Stoneman family. And he happened to stay at my house for a few days, or a few weeks, and instilled that thing into my blood. I can't get it out of my blood now.
Were you in any groups out in California?
Not bluegrass groups. There were. Oh, I was in one bluegrass group just before I came east.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just for about a month.
Why did you come east?
To join the Greenbrier Boys.
Aha. Uh-huh. And how long were you with them?
Oh, about 6 months.
And from then on, it was with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Right.
I see. How did you manage to get into Bill's band here?
Well, there was one date. Didn't happen to have a fiddle player, and Ralph Rinsler knew of me and called me, happened to be in New York, and asked me if I'd do the show with Bill, which I did.
And that started it?
Yeah.
Okay. Richard, I heard you last Wednesday night at the Gasline on the opening night here with Bill, and I must say that I was rather impressed by your fiddle playing. The audience seemed to like it pretty well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons seems to be, well, apart from your tone and everything, you seem to have one of the most far-out inventive styles on the fiddle that I've heard recently, and I was wondering how you developed that style, if you can possibly put it into words.
Well, I'll have to contradict you just a little bit
okay.
in order to answer that question. What may seem like inventiveness is actually a way to cover up a certain lack of knowledge I have about some of these songs. I really don't know them all as well as I should, and when I'm playing a tune that I don't know, the best way to cover it up is to do what they call improvising, which I hope to get away from as soon as I have time to learn all these songs. And fiddle playing will be more straight, but in a more real sense of the word, it'll also be more inventive than it is now.
I see. And you're learning this from Bill as you go
along? Yeah, from Bill directly, yeah.
Well, actually, probably the most far out, in my terms, arrangement that you pulled off on Wednesday night was the Orange Blossom Special version.
Oh, that.
Which, Bill seems to be pretty happy with it.
That's what they call a show tune. And that you can do anything on. There's no mm-hmm. restrictions or limitations or anything.
In learning how to play the fiddle, did you listen to records, or did you more or less make it up out of your head as you went along?
No. I listened to lots of records and wrote out on music paper fiddle breaks and played along with the record and tried to get everything just the way it was on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And also Scott Stoneman taught me a lot about feeling, the feeling. He didn't teach me any licks or anything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he did a few licks, but the main thing was feeling.
Had you previously had any kind of musical experience on the violin or the fiddle?
Yeah, I studied, I took violin lessons when I was five. And throughout my youth.
I guess that made it a little bit easier for you then when you took up bluegrass.
I didn't have any technical problems.
I had
a much bigger problem.
Would you like to demonstrate those problems for us now on a fiddle instrumental you'd like to do, okay? You can introduce it yourself too, okay?
This is named after Bill Monroe, and it's called Big Money.